Hello, my name is Parker Bagby. I'm 18 years old. Today is April the 29th of 2019. I'm speaking with Lane Gentry, who is my bestest friend, and we are recording this in Columbia in the study room number 4 in the library. Okie dokie. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Favorite memory of Parker, I don't know. There's like a whole lot of them. Like, we used to hang out a lot in my third period in senior year of high school, and we used to hang out and like mess around. That was a lot of fun. We used to the summer when we were hanging out with Erica. Remember we lip synced to a bunch of those songs. That was a lot.
Yes.
That's one I'll say.
Okay. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
So me and a few friends went to a college, we went toward University of the Cumberlands towards the end of my senior year, and we went to Cumberland Gap afterwards, and it was like, and we looked at the map and we said, oh, we have enough time to get up and down the mountain before it gets dark. Well, we got to the top of the mountain and it was pitch black, and we stayed up there, and then as we were coming back down in the middle of the night, and there was no like park rangers on duty, so we were completely alone. We looked down and we find fresh bear tracks, and then we just had to run all the way down the mountain, and it was terrifying. So that might not have been the smartest move on our parts.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you most regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
I would regret there's a like not saying sorry to a few people that I probably should say sorry to, and I haven't done it because it's one of those things like you put it off for so long, you really don't know how to do it, and so yeah.
Well, you have your chance. Tell me you're sorry. I deserve an apology.
Never. Never.
If there are 3 apples and you take away 2, how many do you have?
If there are 3 apples and you take away 2 apples, there's 1 apple.
No, you have 2. You have 2 apples. You are stupid.
Wait, read the question again?
If there are 3 apples and you take away 2, how many do you have? Not how many do you have
left.
Let
me read that. Let me read that. Stupid.
What can you imagine me doing? Walking in with an ostrich in a smoothie, or swimming in a handmade 10-foot cup of coffee?
I mean, both of those sound like some random impulsive thing that you would do, Parker. And then you would, like, and then later you would be like, Lane, why did I do this? I was like, Parker, I don't know why you got a 10-foot tall cup of coffee and started swimming in it.
Well, your answer is incorrect. I would definitely walk in with an ostrich in a smoothie.
I could see you doing both.
But then after
Oh, my God.
What movie should be made into a musical?
Oh, that's a good question. What are some... this is hard.
That's what she said. Probably wasn't appropriate for my...
No, but okay. Whatever.
There was no rules, no boundaries.
No going back. What is it? I think it would be fun to see a Star Wars musical. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I would be Chewbacca.
You would. Just incoherent screaming.
Perfect for the part.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Would you rather be without knees or without elbows?
Without elbows.
Why?
Because I don't know. I guess I think knees are more important, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the movie Hercules?
I told you not to put that.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me. But have you ever seen the movie Hercules?
Honey, you mean Hunkules. Next question.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or 1 horse-sized duck?
One. Because I feel like a bunch of like small horses wouldn't be that hard, but one big duck would be like, that would, they could eat you. So I guess I would go with 100 duck-sized horses because you could just kind of like punt them across the room, and you know, but they could gang up on you though. Yeah, you know, I'm sticking with the 100 duck-sized horses.
Your answer's wrong.
But no,
you should not be for violence. Peace, not war. Fucking idiot. Would you rather eat bread and butter pickles every day for the rest of your life or a whole tomato in one bite?
All right, question is, like, can I have other foods other than the pickles, or am I only allowed to eat pickles?
That's a good question.
You didn't think about it?
No, I did not.
Well, because if I could just eat one, like, bread, I hate pickles, but if I could only eat one, like, if I, like, I could live with eating one every day if I could have other foods. If not, I'll just eat a whole tomato in one bite.
But that's every day of your life, too.
Every day? You didn't say that.
Well, it's, I did now, so answer the question.
If I can have other foods, the pickle.
Well, you can't.
Well, it's, you so can't would make you up the rules after
okay, you but what? Okay, you cannot eat any other food.
This is stupid.
These are both you have to eat every day. So would you rather eat bread and butter pickles or a whole tomato on the bite?
I guess bread and butter pickles.
Okay.
Wait, could I eat like a grape tomato because those are this small?
No.
No. You have to establish the rules before you ask the question.
Big red tomato. Not chopped. Whole.
I'm sticking with the pickle.
Okay.
Oh, and this has been the Lane Gentry story.
Ka-chow.